The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Morning, everybody. 7 a.m. on a Thursday, the 23rd morning of September 2021. 710 KNUS, voice of the people. And it sounds crazy, but 83 will be the high today, 78 on Friday. Saturday, sunny and warmer, and the big day, the MC1 honor run for the eighth time. Sunny and 88 degrees. Without further ado, I spend more time with him than outside this business than anybody else. He is a dear friend. He's going to do one of the shoot interviews with us, I think, in a week. The former principal of Columbine High School, football coach, dear friend. Lunch with him one day, dinner with him the next, and then we'll be together on Sunday. Coach, good morning, man. Frank DeAngelis, welcome back to the show.
Hey. Yeah, we got to quit meeting like this. It's been a week. It's been fun.
As long as you have Tancredo with us, we're fine. Yeah, as long as you have Tancredo. And Gary. What can go wrong, right? It's like, we laughed about that.
Old North Denver days, a lot of stories.
We have this.
It's amazing we can still remember him.
Tancredo is amazing. You're amazing. And Gary, we have this. The COVID killed it, but we would always have this once a month lunch, and we'd always go to North Denver. And so we resumed it. And this place used to be called Patsy's. When you were a kid growing up, and I mean, Goo, Gary, and Tom, you guys all went to Patsy's. Talk about that just for a second, Coach.
Oh, Patsy's was the place to go. Great Italian food, and they had different owners, but the last owner was Chubby Aiello. And, I mean, it was the place. There were several churches around there, but the one closest was Our Lady of Mount Carmel, so people would go to church and then go there for lunch and dinner. And so, like so many other families, a lot of times when parents or grandparents pass away and the generational pass on, a lot of these young kids do not want to continue that. And we saw that the other day. We were talking about it. Patsy's was one, and there was another one called Little Pepino's down there. And then the big one that everyone knew about was Pagliacci's. And, you know, the young, the third generation just said, you know, we don't want to be in the restaurant business. Well, that's what happened to Patsy's. And now it's called Akova, and it's a very nice restaurant. But one of the neat things, I think, when all three of us, Tom and Gary, we walked in there, there were so many fond memories and of things there. And the one thing they still have in that place, it really is a landmark, is the bar that was in there from the very beginning when Patsy started many, many years ago.
So we do this. And so Tancredo drove, and he's got this big truck. We're on the truck with Tancredo's dog. and it's like I take a tour of these guys, and it's old home week. And, you know, they're saying, you know, notice all these houses are made of brick. I take these North Denver tours, and all three of them are ethnic Italian kids, except you're Sicilian. And and everybody starts telling these great stories. And it's really, for me, it's wonderful. I just kind of sit and listen. And you guys all talked about, and Gary talked about, Gary's dad taught accordion. And Tommy, of course, and you, of course, and what schools they went to, and Gary remembers the nuns. He can name nuns, which is like, that's really good.
Yeah, it was. Well, I do too, and I have great penmanship. The nuns made sure you stayed within the lines. But it was, you know, I wouldn't trade my upbringing, and I truly believe that it helped shape me. And, you know, and I'm so fortunate. My mom and dad are still alive. My dad's 91 and my mom's 88, and they just celebrated their 68th anniversary. So between them and growing up in North Denver, and it was one big family, you know.
And then it ties
back in the day, and I know you growing up in Pittsburgh was the same thing. You were in the neighborhood, everybody was our parents, and if you messed up, you got in trouble with all the neighbors things, and that, you know, that was good.
Interesting. Was good. Add into that is Dave Logan, because Dave Logan is this amazing athlete at a competitive school, and you know, and stories always bounce in and out of Dave Logan, and there's a couple guys that something happened to, and stories come up about them. And So we have, and these are just these, I mean, and Tancredo's dog. And so, like, and so we go into Patsy's, and because Gaetano's forever was, we usually go to Gaetano's, but it was just closed to be cleaned. And so we all piled in Tancredo's truck, and well, we go to this place called Patsy's. And I said, all right, let's, you know, what do I know? But all the guys are going, it's like old home week. So walking through, Frank DeAngelis is here last night, and they did it to me a year ago. You get your boots. And this, I think, why? I don't know who started getting your boots, because I'm always saying, boy, those boots are really cool, because the motor officers, Mark, you know, Mark Miller and those guys, they wear these really special boots when they are on motorcycle duty, and when they ride, they call them duty motors. And so last year, and it was really kind of emotional, they gave me, all the years we've been doing Emily's and everything, gave me a pair of boots. So last night, guess who got his boots? DeAngelis. That's classic.
Oh, it's going to be tough to ride them on my 10-speed because my wife won't let me ride a motorcycle.
And Frank,
but I'm going to wear them in honor.
Yeah. Oh, you got to wear them. I mean, I already got mine laid out to wear on Sunday, and I ran a rag on them.
I'm planning on it.
Yeah, you don't want to.
We'll look great together.
You said DeAngelis, the killer line was, Frank said, I should have had these when I was principal, like walking around the school in them. It's classic.
Yeah.
Oh, man. But last night they were talking about this officer that was shot up again and all the stories, and he apparently will be okay. He was in ICU. And the thing that strikes me about this, about police, is even though these guys are in Jeffco, they know about Littleton and they know about Denver, and they all check on each other all the time. And the MC1 Foundation was started. Crystal's going to join us this morning. When we lost Dave Baldwin, who was a Jeffco sheriff, and that was his call sign, was MC1, Motorcycle 1. And Jeff Schrader came last night in his uniform looking like $1 million. And the people are just such good guys. And so, I don't know, Coach, what put some icing on the cake? Now they're going to open earlier.
And just kind of build upon that, and I know Peter's going to recognize the four officers that were injured in the line of duty. And we've really helped families, and this has been going on. And there'll be some officers that have been the recipients of, you know, the MC1 funds that these families are really need help. And then the other thing, you know, and I know, Peter, you and I were aware of a couple of officers, you know, Officer Tully, who was an officer down, ended his watch up in Boulder. And then, of course, Gordon Beasley in Old Arvada. But there were a couple of others. A Denver sheriff, James Herrera, also lost his life to COVID, and then Duke Trujillo. So there were four officers that will do a moment of reflection. It's been, I think, with everything going on, this is a great way to just show our respect and honor our police officers who put their lives on the line each and every day.
And it's going to be a kick, and we've done it. This will be the 8th annual, and the weather's going to be great. And I was saying last year was cold and really cold. This year is going to be warm, and more people are coming. So, and if you don't ride, it doesn't matter what kind of motorcycle you ride, God, please, and end up in the summit. And we'll probably get to the summit. Mark Miller was saying be the summit. I don't know. Probably 11:30. And it's on East 144th Avenue up in Thornton. And these guys put on the dog. And it's just great. So once a year you do it. And if you come up, ride up in your car, park in the lot, throw $20 in a hat, you know, have a burger and let it be. But I'll tell you what, I never know what to say, because you're going to do the shoot with us, and Rich is going to do the shoot today. But I look for, I mean, Frank, there's nobody better. No one better than you.
Well, no, Peter. And I told you from day one how our story, how we got together, and I'll never forget that lunch that we had over in Littleton. It was life-changing.
Quit it.
Helped me with my career.
Knock it off.
And then just one other thing, right. You know, we've been saying you know, one of the other things we've been saying, we thought registration was going to start at 8 o'clock, but we're actually going to start at 7:15 down at Columbine High School, and there'll be signs and directions. And part of the reason is the actual ceremony is going to start at 9:15, and we have, like I said, some of the officers that have been injured are going to be there, their families. We're going to have color guard there. And so we'll do that, and hopefully bikes will be leaving by 10 o'clock.
As always, I'll see you. So I'm gonna. I was gonna get there at 8 o'clock, and then last night I get smacked in the back of the head because we. And so, I'll get up like I normally do, but I'll be there by. You're going to be there at 6. I'll meet Mark, and we'll get it done. But we'll plug it.
I'll meet all the. Yeah. You know what? And just a shout out the Columbine crew and staff, and Scott Christie and John McDonald, who is the executive director for security. I mean, they allow this to happen, and you know, all I did is made a phone call, and Columbine High School welcomes us just as they did when we were there for Emily's parade, the importance of the role that you know school resource officers play in these schools. It's very important. So it's our way of saying thank you.
Thanks, Coach. See you Sunday, man. Thank you. Be safe.
Hey, God bless. Thanks, Peter. Love you, buddy.
Bye. You too. Frank DeAngelis. All right. Got to read this. It sounds crazy as it sounds and as sad as it is. Y'all, this is what it says, Y-A-A-L, analogy to is rather genius. Without a doubt, there is an organized crime aspect. Tay just needs a mob name. So yesterday at this time, this is 710 KNUS, lines wide open, 303-696-1971. Info for the MC1 is up on our website, 710knus.com. So,
we got to go back there for a second. The texter had a great idea.
Oh, yeah, need a mob name.
Yeah, what's his mob? I can't do it on the air, but a very particular one in Sopranos that kind of maybe fits. You know, it had to do with the large,
big.
Something. I'm not going to say it on the air, but that's where I'd start.
Wait a while.
We can kind of go from there.
They whacked him.
They did.
I think you could say it on the air because that was his name. Because there was little.
You first.
There was little. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not in enough trouble around here, right?
Yeah.
I'm not jammed up enough here in 7
You and me both, yeah.
You, Peter. And then you'll be.
I need to have another talk with management.
Yeah,
that's
you're
what I
going
need.
Like, hey, I'll be working with Steve Kelly.
Exactly.
A lot of guys at iHeart are going to be out of work.
Yeah, exactly. There are going to be some openings here.
I'm just going to get an opening. Anyhow, so this guy calls a radio show who. I knew like 1,000 years ago. I haven't heard from him, I don't know, 20 years. And he calls the show. He says, Peter. And I went, my boy. So he said, who is the guy? And I brain gassed it. I don't tell you or because I don't know how that stuff works. And I said, he's a made guy. And it just dawned on me because I'm reading this mob book. There's a breakthrough. I'm reading a mob book. And I said, and it dawned on me, Tay's made. Tay's got his button. I'm a made guy. You can't whack a made guy. You got to go to the commission. I like this email. Thank you, Peter. You got to go to the commission for permission to make a whack. Unless, of course, you're John Gotti and he whacks Paul Castellano and that sets up all the stuff that it sets up. You can't whack a made guy. Remember Bats? Remember Bats and Goodfellas? Bats was a made guy. And one of the reasons why did Bats stay in the bar after Tommy left? Because he's made. Tommy's not made. Tommy don't have his button. And then him and Jimmy, they kill Bats, right? Why didn't Bats leave after he gets threatened by Tommy? Because he's made. You can't touch a made guy. So I'm watching this Tay Anderson thing. I realize Tay's got his button. Yeah, Senator. Remember what was his name? Chi-Chi. It's Frank Chi-Chi. Yeah, Senator, a button. You know, a button. I'm telling you, the guy's made. And who's the commission? Because, you know, it's like, you know, Big Paul and was Tony Ducks Corello? Tony Ducks again. That was always one of the great lines. And that's the commission. Remember? Fat Tony. All those guys. You got to go to them. Who's the commission? The school board? The mayor? City council? The cops? The DA? Manager of safety? That's the commission. This is the sneaky underhandedness of behind the curtain, Denver, Colorado. That's the commission. And the commission did not give approval to whack Tay Anderson because he's got a button. He's a good earner. He's a little wild, but he's a good earner. And his good earner stuff is he has a future in how the politics of Denver are headed. The insanity of the craziness of the homelessness and all the stuff that goes with it, taking cops out of school, all the things that you would think the Republican Party with a golden opportunity comes in, stick, 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 right hand, bang, boom, down. Nope, they won't do it because they have to do it. Do you believe Donald Trump won the election? Other than that, you can't talk about Tay Anderson. Have you seen anybody on the commission come out? Appearing with either Jimmy Sangenberger or appearing, I don't care, KOA, K-How, the Denver Post here in the afternoons with Steph. See anybody show up and go, hey, he's got to go. No. You seen a Republican say it? No. We're sitting here. I'm going, he's a made guy. You can't touch a made guy. He's got his button. And that's it. And now, according to, and Jimmy's done incredible work on this. I got to hand it to Jimmy. He's really done, really, he's made his bones. He's got his bones. But under the guy, and I'll read Jimmy this morning. Maybe Jimmy can give us a second tomorrow morning. It appears under the guise of mental health, Tay Anderson has deleted his official Director Tay account. I'm reading Jimmy. A public record protected his Tay Anderson, Colorado One, the rest of them, numerous public official da-da-das. What's that? He's gone to the mattresses. He's gone to the mattresses. You got to go buy some mattresses. There was something called the Mattress Wars. Email, how about a mob named Tay Slick Willie Anderson? Because that's a Bill Clinton rap, right? 303-696-1971. For real, as I mentioned, we're talking about, like, in the opening of The Simpsons, when the clouds pull back, the Simpsons. Also, you visualize it goes, Donna, Denver. And for all the crap and all the boogaloo that's been pulled in this city, that's that shining, bright shining lie. You can see how it works. All right, we go to Brian on one. Brian, you're on a radio show. Good morning.
Hey, Pete. I this just disgusts me, this whole topic, and I knew the Democrats were going to say anything, because just like you said, Denver's corrupt. He's a made man. He's never going to get touched by them.
No.
I mean, you relate this to the mob. I mean, I've seen all the shows, Goodfellas, Sopranos, all of them. Godfather, my dad made me watch that when I was 13. I'm just like, this is unbelievable.
Do you see it that way? I mean, through that prism?
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Oh, totally. And my dad grew up in North Denver. He used to run cards for Chauncey and Checkers.
Sure.
Out of Gaetano's.
Sure.
He was the only Hispanic could be allowed in there because he would run baseball cards for them and come back with $5 every few hours.
I believe it. Absolutely believe it. Sure.
And he went to North High and all that. But, you know, and that was a different time, you know, where it was kind of segregated, but there was still some blending that was allowed if you were – with the Italians, if you're making money for them, they didn't care, but you still couldn't come to certain places.
No.
But if you're making money, we'll use them.
You can't.
That's what I used to tell my dad when he was 13. He's not one of us, but we'll use him.
But you can't get your button. You can't get made.
No, of course not. But once you are, it's over. And
do you think Tay's made? You think he's made?
Yeah.
I do too.
Yeah. He was made when he was the rising star.
Yep.
But and that's why you don't hear anybody. Kyle Clark,
nobody,
you don't hear
please.
Nine News.
No.
You don't hear anybody. But the saddest part I talked about with your producer is, what about the Republicans? Isn't this a chance to say, Tay? Like,
No. You know why? Here's why.
Is it the racism thing that they're afraid of?
Bingo, bango, boom.
Right. So the Democrats he's made, but with the Republicans, they're scared of PC racist, being called a racist.
The Republican Party
kids are being abused.
Yeah, well, the Republican Party is a clown. I mean, I say if they had a funeral for the Republican Party, they'd all come in one car.
Wow. CYA Republican Party over child abuse. How pathetic is that?
But the better question, I mean, the Republican Party aside, throw it in the corner for a second.
Sure.
What is the manifest of the school board, protect the kids, the city council that is running around, oh my God, they offended some junkie who is experiencing homelessness, manager of safety, chief of police, the mayor. Where are they? And the answer is, he's a made guy.
So what do we do with this clown?
You live with it.
You know, this piece of dirt. You know, I mean, thank God I don't live in Denver. Thank God I can choose not to go there or live there, but... Man, what about the kids and the people that can't move out of there?
But the point of this is, it ain't going to happen. I mean, it's like, he's got his button. And when you understand that, and obviously you do, then you know you can't. Why did they whack bats? I mean, why did Tommy get killed? Because he killed bats. Because bats was made.
Right. And remember on the telephone phone call, he goes, and there's nothing we can do about it.
He's gone. What do you mean he's gone? He's gone. He's gone.
Yeah. You know. He goes, you know.
You know. I have friends that we do this. One of my dearest friends on a phone call yesterday, we were talking about being on the rooftop in Godfather 2, your father. We ran the trucks, molasses. You know, when he's talking, as Hyman Roth, we're talking about, you know, remember when he's up there talking to Michael about him and his father and the trucks and the molasses. Tay Anderson, they go back. What are you going to do?
Yeah, I know. And so we sit here, and this guy can do whatever he wants.
Sure.
To whoever he wants,
unless,
the most vulnerable of our society as children,
unless,
and this guy can abuse children,
unless,
and nobody says a word.
If the commission would have given the green light, he'd have been whacked.
Do you think he's going to show up somewhere else?
Garen, hey, brother man,
in a more elevated position than he is now,
he'll become
smaller position?
He becomes an underboss.
Wow.
He's just really kind of a soldier right now, you know, but... He could move up. He could become a street. He could become a capo. He could become, and then the capo di tutti capi. Who is that? Is it the mayor? Hell no. The mayor's not that smart. But
the mayor's a made man too. With all players,
believe me.
Hickenlooper didn't give a darn when that was going on.
Hickenlooper was like the white guy that you could move around a little bit, manipulate, and back of the head, and he did. You look at the families, who runs the show, and then always, you know, about Lucky Luciano. Lucky was smart enough to set himself up. He was the capo, the tutti capi, the boss of all bosses, but they didn't like that. So you had the commission was all equal. So somebody's Carmine the Snake, and somebody's Tony Ducks, and somebody's Vincent the Chin, somebody's Fat Tony. But you got to believe, and because I believe this. All these guys, they phone call each other. What are we going to do about Tay? Tay's made. Tay's got a button.
Yeah. How are we going to cover Tay? Who are we going to tell to? You better not say anything about Tay. Those are the conversations that have been going on for a year.
Brian, they've
known about Tay for 2 years. This guy's been doing this crap for 2 years.
They gave him Doe running for office. They gave him Doe running for office knowing it's like...
they gave him $10,000 to win.
Sure. Why?
I don't know what we can do, but sit back and watch the show. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Hey, but I love it that you see it.
Everyone,
I wish, you know, your dad, every once in a while, like in The Simpsons, when it opens up and the clouds pull back and you can see the sun. And I told some people about this last night and I saw some heads nod. This is this bright, shining lie moment that you can see how the city really operates. And it's been operating like this since Federico and Roy Romer. True business.
Oh, it is. But hey, and on a side note, Matt, Lechugas is still one of the best calzones you can have in North Denver.
We went.
One of those little devils, and I'm in heaven.
Take care of yourself.
Thanks.
Good call. Thanks, man. All right, everybody. Cowboy Moving and Storage back with us because it's fall season. And Mark Anderson and I, we had the Sangowich with Michael and Sherry Gail Folsom. You know, it's a moving time. I don't know why people move in the seasons, but it's true. And so you got to move. I got to make some moves here. Remember, like, it's you and your brother-in-law, and you're trying to recruit the guys from the bar to help you move? Remember, no. What you do is you call 303-789-2200, 303-789-2200, and just get an estimate. And you get an estimate on what it costs, and even just the heavy stuff or from packing everything up, it's storage. And so you got a new house to live in, but it's not ready yet. You sold your old house, and you got to put your stuff someplace. They can store it. If you're moving the office, going back to work, the residential moves and business moves, just ask them, how much would it cost to do this? You got to move the piano, right? 303-789-2200, 303-789-2200. These are really the good people. 303-789-2200. CowboyMoving.com. Made it, everyone, to a Thursday. It's going to be a good day. 83 the high today. Do a shoot with Rich Wyatt. The last day, well, actually, you can see it anywhere you want, but the last day on our main page will be the Sean Duffy shoot. And the MC1 is Sunday, and tons of people, please come to this. I mean, got another officer down, shot. Guys were talking about him last night. Good morning, everybody. Tay Anderson. And what's up? By the way, coming up, Crystal Baldwin, and then Mark Lamb, Sheriff Mark Lamb, who I've told you got to listen to. And then we roll into the weekend. As hot summer nights turn into these cooler evenings, I was coming home last night. It was like, hey, you know, put the windows down for a couple of minutes, put them back up again. Outside, inside, a perfect time to update lighting inside and outside. Urban Lights. Those dinners and gatherings extended long into the night. Find your perfect style at Urban Lights, stunning 20,000-square-foot showroom. I mentioned we were there, and it was like, take my grandson in, and no shortage of, it's like kids go, man, look at this place. Walk through, and it's these themed galleries from rustic modern and French chateau, city lofts. But the walkthrough, you owe yourself a try on. And the weekend's going to be beautiful, and you want to make some changes. You know, winter's coming. And drop in the showroom today or schedule a free design appointment. Get 40% off all lighting this weekend. Urban Lights, Dave Nestor and Company. Urban Lights is locally owned and operated 7 days a week. You can't miss. Find them south of I-25 on Santa Fe between Florida and Mississippi. UrbanLightsDenver.com, UrbanLightsDenver.com. Tell them I sent you. Knock another 10 off of that. I-25 in Santa Fe, Florida and Mississippi, Urban Lights. All right, back to the phones. We go to Mark on two lines. You're jammed up. Hey, Mark, you're on the air.
Hey, again, this is Mark that was in Mexico. Now is back in Colorado.
Brother man, how are you?
But Will in the sky. I'm going to give these guys a Negro history lesson because I could do that. I'm black. I'm 58. I worked my butt off. Never had anything given to me. Black people aren't made. They work too damn hard and never have a high enough position to get anywhere. Finally, we get one. Oh, tennis shoe wearing Wellington Webb. Walking for the airport.
I got to tell you something. I tell you something about Mayor Webb, and we do not get along. Mayor Webb ran this city. He knew what he was doing.
He did, but he also ran it, got what he got, and got the hell out with Pena.
Pena pulls his stunts at the airport, and then he goes to the Clinton administration and flops twice.
Right. Now, secondly, we're going to talk about the Mayor Hancock. And when I say Hancock,
I get it.
We know how it was spelled and when he answered the phone with the number that was given to you by the people that ran the prostitution rings. Okay.
Sure.
That's another slap in the black man's face. He finally gets a good job and jacks it up. I remember when Greg Hallenbach was talking about getting stuffed in the locker before you had to snatch his lantern off.
You take it, Bruce. This is the time capsule. It's true. Yeah, it's true.
That was still. Hey, there's a bar called Palooka on 120th. Yeah. Whatever. So there is a Palookas. I'm running all over the place. Now we're at Tay Fat Williams. And I don't care about if he's fat. I don't care if he looks gay. I don't care if he looks feminine. He's given the Black Lives Matter a bad name because they really don't matter. I've been black for a long time. I'm around this city, my city where I was born, and I am ashamed about how I've been treated.
But, you know, in fairness, and I have these discussions all the time, if you go back and read about the Irish in Boston, this is about ethnicity and voting.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you're talking to the mix and – you read John O'Hara, read those guys like The Last Hurrah, read about Michael Curley, read about Joseph P. Kennedy, read about, I mean, when the Irish got their hands on the throttle, it was game over. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm old enough to remember when John Kennedy ran. And in Catholic churches and them old Mick churches and stuff, the priest would be telling you, you know, you vote for John Kennedy. I mean, so none of this is new. I mean, so black guys vote for black guys. Gee, what a breakthrough! Right. Yeah,
and when black fighters fought, they fought. You know, we loved it when they fought against somebody that wasn't black because we did that. But that was all fun. But we're talking about serious stuff, Pete. So we're talking about Tay.
I understand.
He's a bad suit for black people. He's a bad name, and if he did it, he did it.
But
16-year-olds these days could be like 21-year-olds back
but
in
Mark,
our day.
Mark, I love this call, but with respect, this ain't a black-white thing in the way the commission, the way the power works. Black and white goes out the window with these guys.
Black man, though, because I think it is. Because a lot of your demographics are white, and they call you in disgruntled, not because he's doing a bad job, because he's doing it because he's black, and I don't care. Let's speak this, please,
listen,
please, sir.
If you look at this power structure, this commission, 80% of it, 75% was white guys, white men and women.
But because they're drinking the Black Lives Matter Kool-Aid.
Well, how about either way.
And all the other racist people that were at the Brown Palace making deals. We don't have to worry about color and how far it goes back and ethnicity. Watch Peaky Blinders. Mm. It's about it's with Chris Rock in it.
No, I know. I mean, I understand that, but the point is
people are trying to say that don't want to say it. This black guy's jacking up. The mayor's jacking up. Yeah. I don't even want to talk about the governor getting governor getting married on Yom Kippur or whatever. I know, but these simple stuff, Pete.
Listen to me, Mark. Listen to me. Listen, please. 1 second.
They don't live.
Take it up to 20,000 feet. Look down.
I'm looking at it.
You can't see the color or the ethnicity of the people moving around.
Job. I care about he's doing a crappy job. The fact that he's black makes me feel not proud of my own people. To me, it is about rising all boats, and they could all be different colors and wear different flags. But I will call a person out for what they call him.
Mark. That's not what this is about. This is about power and keeping power.
Then what is it about? He's
power.
Doing a crappy job.
Power.
It's enough. Let's move on to the higher up people then.
All right. Real quick, because I got to get jumped to another call. Take last comment, please. And I love your calls, but we're on the time. Go ahead.
What happens? Evil is evil, and you don't have to put a color on it. But I am saying, as a black person, he is misrepresenting us as color, and it helps. It doesn't help us to get a job or to live here in society when people of the majority are looking at us as a minority because we don't our stuff straight.
So, Michael J. Curley gets sworn in as the mayor of Boston in a jail cell.
Yeah,
and the mix all voted for him. So, how about I'll give you better? I'll give you a better one. One of my favorite people, Adam Clayton Powell, and there's a remarkable book. The same guy that wrote the book about the Gallo brothers, he wrote a book called The King of the Cats, The Life and Times of Adam Clayton Powell. Adam Clayton Powell went around tweaking everybody's nose, but in Harlem, Adam Clayton Powell was the man. And Michael Curley was the man. And, you know, you're not
wearing gray under his robe. Why? Because he could.
Because he could. You bet.
That's right.
You take care of yourself. We got to meet somebody. I love your calls.
All right, Pete.
Hi, Bubba. Thanks, man. All right, we go to Mike. 736-24 before they are. Mike, you're on a radio show. Good morning.
Oh, hi, Pete. This is your retired DPD friend, Mike.
Hey, Michael. I
can't agree with you more. I mean, I watched it for 30 years serving the city, and I got to tell you, you are right on the money about him being a made man. What shocked me was, you brought it up, is, you know, when Payson had his little press conference the other day and said, well, you know, just so you know, it wasn't us that made the decision on Rap Central. It was somebody else, public health. Hmm. What are you saying?
Because I'll get away with it. Because the media,
is your job.
The dominant media, I mean, we'll give it the papal blessing and... I'm telling you, right now, Tay Anderson has gone to the mattresses. We're going back to mob stories, mob lexicon. So they wait for the quiet. The commission, and you know who the commission is, they'll wait. They all wait. Then Tay comes back. All's forgiven. Mark my words. Tay runs for city council.
100%.
I mean, the rap out there is that Sita Baca wants to be the mayor, and she can – Tay shares the politics of the far left. So if she can run, and I'll tell you, if that woman becomes mayor, we become Seattle. I mean, overnight. And then everybody moves up one. It's musical chairs. So she moves up, Tay moves up, council seat. Maybe, you know, who knows? I mean, these guys, and it really is the mob. I mean, I swear to God. I mean, we can call it what we want to call it, La Familia, you want to call it, you know, the Casa Nostra. But this is what this is, and this is who, and I know this man, he did a lot of years on the cops, he's a good guy, and actually came to one of our get-togethers, and we brought his dog, and we talked. It's as real as right now, and I'm telling you straight up, you're getting a glimpse of it.
Yeah, I watched Hancock. I saw him when I was a cop in District 2 at the Urban League of Denver, right when he got out of Hastings College in Nebraska. And they groomed him to city council bring him right up to the mayor and all the developers, you know, poured money into his campaign. That's exactly what they're going to do with Tate.
He's a good earner. He can't do nothing. He's a good earner. He's a good earner. You know, and Tay Anderson got his button. If anybody thinks that Tay's going anywhere, good luck. Because, I mean, I know it's ad nauseum at this point, but the commission did not give their approval to whack him.
No. Phone calls were made, all over the city.
Dinners.
And the mayor said he'd stand off this and told Tay's and stuff out of this. Don't get involved.
Yep. And one of my dearest friends in the world is brother Jeff. Watch what Tay will eventually, he'll eventually turn like, they'll have to get rid of Jeff. They got to get Jeff out of the picture because Jeff has been the rebel in the Rebel Alliance for a long time. And that's where we became friends. Now, right now, you know, he's sitting with Tay. If Tay will turn, because the power structure hates brother Jeff. Believe me when I tell you, they hate Jeff. Jeff has always been a thorn in their side as long as I've known him. Now, I love Jeff. I'm the last guy in the world to give Jeff any advice on anything. But I'm telling you, Tay will turn on him. The power structure, they hate. Exact. Bingo. Wham.
Just like he did on the Holly on you and brother
right.
Jeff.
That's right. No, I'm telling you, man. It is. These things are so, you know, like I said earlier, if you know the themes of history, and you will see this as a repetitive. And this will be this moment, and the time will come, because Jeffrey is who he is, and he stands against all the forces. But somebody's going to have to make it right, as they say. You know, there'll be a sit down. You know, I think they had a sit down. I think the power structure had a verbal sit down, or maybe even a couple guys meet for lunch. You know, and hey, what are we going to do? We give him a pass. So he gets a pass.
Well, how many movies have you seen that big meeting? What do we do with the guy?
What do we do with
We
certainly know that for real, they did it on, never call him Bugsy, but they did it on Benny Siegel in Havana, and they're all at the table about the flamingo. And finally, in the end, Meyer Lansky gives the green light to whack him. It's all, you know, it's all historically referenced and... And they sit down, and you know they're all at the table, and Lucky's there, and they give the green light to whack him. Well, the green light wasn't given. You take care of yourself.
Well, they just did a new movie on that same Harvey Keitel.
Yeah, I want to see. Yeah, I saw it. I didn't like it. I didn't like it. There's a book called Little Man, Meyer Lansky and the Gangster Life. And nothing in that movie was true. I'm sorry, because a friend of mine said, hey, you got to watch the movie. So I paid whatever we paid to see that film, and it's about Lansky, and it's not even close to what other books have said. You take care of yourself. Thank you, Michael. All right. Crystal will join us. Mark Lamb's coming up. Think about Tay Anderson and a mob. If you're thinking about selling your home, I know you have a lot of questions, and Gay and Sarah with the Ribble Group, Keller Williams Realty, have your answers. There's no accident that Gay and Sarah sell 2 times faster for more money than compared to other agents on average. Gay and Sarah understand every home seller is different. We've met these people, man. They're giving us great testimony about how good the Ribble Group is. And we met these guys, talked to them, the type of homes that you have and exactly what you're looking for. And the group, the home was sold by the group. And it's a group. It's Ribble Group, but it's like Sarah and Gay, but it's the group. Sarah and Gay, because they are the very best, call and they will help you find the best program that works for you. Have you even got a question? Man, I'm thinking about selling the house, but I don't know what to do. Or I want to sell the house. Or I want to buy a house. These are the women, man. The Ribble Group, I love the number, 833-301-SOLD. Cool number, 833-301-SOLD. Gay is spelled G-A-Y-E. And the web is gayhasthebuyers.com. Great site. Gay has the buyers.com. The number again, 833-301-SOLD. It's 7:49, everyone, 11 before 8. Good morning, Thursday, September 23rd. Amy Duncan joins us from Alpine Planning. All right, looking at the numbers, Amy, what do we got? Good morning.
Good morning, Pete. Big numbers to start the day. So yesterday, nice gains for all three U.S. major indices, and it continues today. Got the Dow up over 400 points, mm-hmm. and NASDAQ gaining by 100. The S&P is up 40. You know, again, all the more reason not to get too antsy on days like Monday where we saw the Dow fall over 600 points. So a couple of things driving this. First of all, yesterday the Fed did speak. The benchmark interest rate remained unchanged. But also, this is even bigger, no immediate intention of removing the stimulus or beginning to taper. And then on the other side of the United States, but that's wrong. The other side of the globe, we've got China's central bank injecting $17 billion into their financial mm-hmm. system. That's the equivalent of 110 billion yuan. Essentially, these are very short-term notes hoping to soothe the turmoil and boost confidence in mainland China after the Evergrande crisis. So, or I should say during the Evergrande crisis. So, Pete, it doesn't take me to remind your listeners, it's choppy out there. Gabe is fond of saying this is a very frothy market. Numbers continue to climb amidst the volatility. So make sure you've got a good plan in place. Have a partner. If you've got some questions about your own individual situation or worried about the volatility in your own portfolio, give us a call. We'll see if we can give you a second opinion and put you on the right path.
Investing is really a matter of trust. I spoke with Brian yesterday about some things I'm trying to do. They will earn yours. They have mine. 303-843-0918, 303-843-0918, and they are there. They're waiting for your call, and they'll do the job. Amy, thanks. We'll do it again tomorrow.
Thanks, Pete.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC and registered investment advisor. Alpine Planning Group and Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. are not affiliated entities. 14 West Dry Creek Circle, Littleton, Colorado, 80120.
All right, we got, I don't know if we have any time to squeeze this in. Sheriff Mark Lamb's going to be on the show. He's coming on. He works in Arizona, and you ever watch Live PD? He was always part of that, and that's 60 Days In and all this stuff. And I'm looking forward to talking to him. Crystal Baldwin, lost her husband, Dave, which was the launch of MC1. So we'll do that as well. And then we're going to do this shoot with Richard, and Mark Anderson's in here. Mark Anderson, listen to me. Mark Crowley's in here moving junk around right now. Watch this. I know we're having fun doing the knockoff on the mob stuff with the city of Denver and Tay Anderson. But I got to tell you something. It's all real, and it all is happening as we speak, and it's something you can observe. And I said, mark my words, he'll double back on Brother Jeff. And Jeff's my guy. You know, CYA, brother man, because it's going to happen. So what happens next? I don't know. I mean, Jimmy Sangerberg has done just and of course, Stefan have done incredible work. But said and done, you know how it's going to end. Where the ride ends up on Sunday, for people to keep asking, the end venue is the Summit in Thornton. It's the exact address is 580 East 144th Avenue in Thornton. And it's a great place. And those guys are good guys. And they were there at our meeting last night. But, you know, the parking lot's huge up there. Drive your car up if you want to park. And Mr. Crowley's taking things down. He's like Tim the Tool Man in here this morning. Stuff's falling down. Anyhow, we'll be there on Sunday morning and just come by and say hi. And the other thing that's talk radio gold, George W. Bush to fundraise for Liz Cheney. And, like all the craziness that's gone on for months and months and months about, here's the best way that I can conclude anything. Donald Trump stole the election from himself. And I'm, for 8 months now, getting screamed at. Well, what do you think? Well, that's what I think. Was the election stolen? Yeah. And Donald Trump stole it from himself. He had it locked down. It was his. He had ace. We talked about it before. Last time when he ran against Hillary Clinton, he drew to the inside straight, and he caught the card. And he beat her. Fair and square beat her. This time, he didn't hit. And he overplayed it. Was it stolen? Yes. Donald Trump stole it from himself. as we turn the corner and head to the wall. And then Crystal Baldwin and Mark Lamb and Stefan is this afternoon. And the website's there. Everything is up, 710knus.com. And the final, then Sean Duffy thing goes to YouTube. And I will do it with Rich Wyatt. Was the election stolen? Yeah. Donald Trump stole it from himself. It's a Thursday. Hang on, everybody. Back on the other side.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.